Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Everybody, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. You're going to love today's topic. I have the opportunity of bringing a guy on. I just am barely getting to know, but he's one of our two Comma Club Award winners. He also is gunning for Anthony Morrison as our number one ClickFunnels affiliate. And the cool thing is, so first of all, welcome to the show, Robbie Blanchard.
Hey, how are you doing, Dave? Great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm super excited. Again, I'm not real big on intros or bios, but I did, Courtney kind of put this together for me, says, in just 6 short years, Robbie went from being a struggling gym owner to now being the number one ClickBank affiliate in the world, a member of the 2CCX Award, and the creator of Commission Hero. Robbie's been able to accomplish this solely through affiliate marketing. Robbie's passion in life is to help others achieve success through affiliate marketing, and to date has helped over 7,500 students worldwide have success. So, huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very blessed.
Oh, it's awesome. Well, I know right now you're in Massachusetts, heading back down to Florida probably to get warm here, but go ahead.
Yeah, I actually just came back to Massachusetts, if you can believe it, Dave. So I know I'm doing it all backwards here. So I'm in the process. I'm getting into real estate as well. So I just purchased a couple of properties down in Florida, in addition to where, you know, my property there as well. So I just got back from doing a couple of deals. So now I'm back here in Massachusetts for a couple of weeks, and which is actually good because here in Massachusetts, things are still kind of locked down. So it actually forces me to get in the office and work and not just play golf all day. So that's a good thing. Yeah.
I love it, Robbie. That is super cool. I can tell you that it was fun for me. I have the opportunity of seeing a lot of success amongst our ClickFunnels users. Obviously, our two Comma Club X Award winners, C Award winners. But the cool thing, honestly, are some of our affiliates. And we've been blessed to build ClickFunnels through a lot of affiliates. But you literally came out of nowhere. And I'm like, wait a second, who is this Robbie Blanchard? What is he doing? And then obviously ClickBank is right down the street. I know the CEO real well over there. And we've talked about, you know, doing some different things together with them. But it's been fun just to kind of see your success. So I'd love, if you don't mind, to kind of tell people how, again, 6 years ago, you're a gym owner. And now you're absolutely killing it. 2CC, a two Comma Club Award winner. And more importantly, I think the thing I love the most is you have this crazy passion for helping people have success. So if you don't mind, just kind of share a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, 6 years ago, I was just a CrossFit gym owner. I actually still own the CrossFit gym, believe it or not. So 6 years ago, I had an gym, and I knew that I wanted to do something online, just didn't know exactly what to do. But I knew I wanted to have more success. And I saw the people that were having success, they had an online business. So I said, okay, well, in order for me to have success, I need to have an online business. So I started to kind of look around. I ended up actually joining a mastermind on how to start an online business. And that's how I got introduced into ClickBank. And then I started my own product, which was a CrossFit product. It was called Dominate Your Double Unders, right? So I don't know if you're familiar with CrossFit at all, Dave, but it's a jump rope movement. It's two swings per jump with a jump rope. And so I knew people in my gym struggled with the movement. I created the product trying to fix that problem. And I was so excited because I had it going, and I went to every affiliate that I know to promote it, and nobody would promote it. And the reason why was because every affiliate that I knew had a big email list that was geared towards weight loss, right? And my product was not a weight loss product. So nobody would promote it. So what I ended up doing was I said, okay, well, I'm going to try to run some ads on Facebook because, you know, I ran ads on Facebook for my gym and it helped me have success in my gym. Maybe it could work my product. The first day I ran ads, I got 3 sales. And I couldn't believe it. Like, it was like a million light bulbs going off in my head, right? And I said, all right, well, if I can do that once, then I can do that hundreds of times and thousands of times, right? And then I got smart and I realized that there are other people that have, you know, higher converting products than I do. I'm not really a product creator. I was just good at getting Facebook ads going. So I started to run ads as an affiliate for ClickBank products. And I ended up getting pretty good at it. And I ended up doing, you know, thousands of dollars per day and then $10,000 per day. Then I did $50,000 per day. And I got to the point where actually ClickBank had a contest. I ended up winning the contest. I became the number one affiliate on the entire ClickBank platform. The cool part about it is I use ClickFunnels the entire time. So for all my my landing pages, because I do a lot of quiz type landing pages and stuff like that. And so I've used ClickFunnels for years. You know, I remember when I first started, I remember when it was first launched. So, you know, I've been kind of with it day one. And then, you know, so I had my success with ClickBank. And then basically what I decided to do is when I won that contest, I said to myself, as long as I win this contest, I'll release this course, right? So I had a course on affiliate marketing, and I had it done about a year prior to winning that ClickBank contest. Never released it because, you know, honestly, I kind of had that, you know, imposter syndrome. Like, are you good enough? Like, you know, can I help people out? So I made a deal with myself. I win this contest, I'll release it, right? And so I won the contest, I released it. And that became Commission Hero. And then, you know, we released Commission Hero in April of 2019. And to date, we've helped out almost 8,000 people so far. And we've had some crazy, crazy success. And we have people that are getting, you know, making thousands of dollars per day. People are doing $10,000 a day. I just had a student who just hit seven figures in 7 months using what we're teaching.
Wow.
So that's the best part, because, you know, being able to help other people succeed and have success, that is literally the coolest thing ever. And I'm a big believer, Dave, that, you know, if you can help other people get what they want in life, then it's going to help you get what you want in life. And I think that's, if you follow that formula, you can't lose, you know?
Oh, Robbie, I love that. A huge believer in that as well. I think that's the most exciting thing for me, is seeing the success of other people.
Yeah.
Using our platform inside or even outside of ClickFunnels, and just seeing someone who just, they finally get it, and then it starts to work. And I think there's nothing better, especially in your situation where you're seeing people earning money online, where I remember my very first dollar as an affiliate. And I thought I had died and gone to heaven. It was like, it actually worked. I remember yelling and screaming and telling my wife to come take a look. And I think the commission may have been like $30. It's just like, you're excited about $30. I'm like, sweetie, you don't understand. Yep. That $30 is proof. It's proof to me that it actually works. Now I can just scale it. It's like, I don't think $30 even get us a very good dinner, Dave. I'm like, no, you don't understand.
Yeah.
It's going to help us. And I think that's my first entry into the whole online world was, again, through affiliate marketing. And I'm a huge believer in it. It's probably the easiest thing, because you don't need to spend a bunch of time creating your own product to know if it's going to even work or not. You get good at marketing first. And I think that was always the key for me. If I can get better at marketing, I can then create my own stuff later.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that, you know, I think, you know, affiliate marketing, I think it's so frictionless too, like, to have success. Like, you know, that's why, you know, most of the people that I've worked with, like, within a couple of days or within a week or so, they get their first sale. And it's because they don't have to worry about creating their own product. They don't have to worry about inventory or shipping or all this stuff. And I think that's super cool. And, you know, the concept's been proven. I mean, you look at, like, you know, you look at, like, someone like Airbnb, right? They don't own any property, but they're still, you know, they're just the middleman, right? Like, whereas, same thing with affiliate marketing. You're doing the same thing. You don't own the product, but you're still able to scale up and have a ton of success. And I think that's super, super important. And the best part about it too is, like, you know, you no longer have to exchange, like, time for money, which I think is a big one too, because, you know, we're kind of, you know, raised and taught that, like, in order, if you want to make more money, you got to work overtime, right? Whereas, you know, now with affiliate marketing, like, that same hour or two you spend per day, you can make $100, you can make $1,000, you can make $20,000, right? It's the same amount of time. So that's what gets me so excited. You know, I've done all kinds of other stuff in the past. I've had an agency, I've done all these other things, but for me, I think there's something special about affiliate marketing. Yeah.
Well, I totally agree with you on that. I know, again, if you guys want to find out all the details about it, you can go to commissionhero.com and you can actually buy his course there. Again, it's commissionhero.com. But my audience is really used to having people give a whole bunch of value. So I'm going to basically tell you, I want you to kind of pull back the curtain here and tell people what they should be doing. How do they actually have success? Where do they get started? All that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I think the two tools that I think you need to have, you know, I think first of all, having a ClickBank account is super important. And then having, obviously, a ClickFunnels account is, you know, that's not even a shameless plug, Dave. That's the truth. Like, because I personally use that. You know, I have people that ask me, say, Robbie, why do you recommend ClickFunnels? I'm like, well, because I use it. I only recommend what I use. So so I think this, you know, the key to success, honestly and truly, is keep it super simple. You know, for me personally, I like to promote products that are in bigger categories. So health, wealth, or relationships. I think those are important because those are the easiest ones to target, because everybody's interested in losing weight. Everybody's interested in making money, and everybody's interested in, you know, relationships. So finding a significant other or some sort of thing like that. So the other thing I like about that too, those categories, is if there was such thing as recession proof, those are the categories, because even though, you know, the economy's down, you still want to lose weight, right? So I think that's important to remember. And so for me, I target those categories, and all I do is I create a simple little landing page. It's about, you know, 3 to 5 questions. It's a quiz type of landing page to, you know, pique that curiosity, get people to kind of be engaged. And then I run Facebook ads to it, right? And the reason why I run Facebook ads, honestly and truly, is because it's so easy to set up the ads, and it's so easy to target the right people. Like, you know, you can literally go onto Facebook and set up your targeting, and you can actually target people that have told Facebook, I'm interested in losing weight, right? And so if you have a weight loss product and you put it in front of people that's told Facebook, I want to lose weight, I mean, you're going to make sales and you're going to make money, right? That's the beauty of it. And so that's the key to success, honestly and truly.
So give me some ideas as far as, because I love the idea as far as the quizzes, but I've seen people do the quizzes wrong as well. So if you don't mind, give me some ideas as far as how does a good quiz work? What's it look like?
For sure. Yeah. So when it comes to the quizzes, the people do it wrong because they make the questions boring, right? So I think, and a lot of times people, like, they'll start with the first question, like, are you a man or a woman, right? Like, that's, you see that all the time. And I would never lead with that, because we want people to take that first question. If they can take the first question, they're going to finish the quiz, right? That's what it's all about. So for me, I like to lead with curiosity. I want people to be like, why is he asking me this question, right? So, like, here's a good one. When you wake up in the morning, do you get up on the left side of the bed or the right side of the bed?
Ah,
right. So
my first of all thought, where do I get up?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Start thinking about, well, okay, like, I get up on the right side. Well, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Or why is he asking me that? What does it have to do with, you know? So it's like getting that curiosity going. So that's a huge, huge thing, because that's what it's all about. It's curiosity. The other tip I'd give, Dave, is never sell from, you know, from what I do with affiliate marketing with ClickBank product, I never sell from the ad or the landing page. It's all about curiosity. And I send them over to the VSL, which is the video sales letter. Let that do the selling. And if you do that, you're going to have a lot more success. It's just getting people to the video sales letter and let that do the heavy lifting for you.
Oh, that's a great tip. So how many questions do you find is the right, what's the sweet spot for questions in a quiz?
Yeah, I would say 4 to 7 questions. I think that's the best thing to do. You know, for me personally, I'm around that. I usually do 4 or 5, you know, on average, depending. Once you get good at it, and once you start to, you know, kind of, it's basically like you take someone through a journey over the course of those questions, right? By the time they get to the last question, they're bought in, they're ready to go, and then all it takes is just getting them to the VSL. But yeah, I think that, you know, I say 4 to 7. The best part about quizzes as well is they're easy to test, right? Like, it's very easy to test out a quiz type of a landing page than like a long like article lander, because then you have to rework the copy and you're not sure exactly what happened. Like, with a quiz, you can tweak it very quickly and test very easily.
I love that. Tell me then, in that quiz, are you capturing, is there any squeeze? Are you getting an email or name or anything, or are you going straight from the quiz to the VSL?
Yeah, so that's the crazy thing that I do differently than everybody else is I don't collect any emails. So what I do is I go straight for the sale, right? I want day one ROI. And on my ads and when I teach my students, I want to be anywhere from, you know, 150 to 300% ROI on day one with my ads. And usually we can get there. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Robbie, I love that idea. That's interesting, because I know so often people are like, I got to build the list. And no, you definitely, especially in a quiz, you're going to lose some and you won't get to the VSL.
Yeah. And I think the reason why, and one of the reasons why I think it's important to keep things simple like that is because, you know, like when you first start out and you're a beginner, like, you're going to have to learn to run the ads first. Then you have to learn to get your landing page. And now it's like, okay, now I got to learn email marketing. Oh my gosh. Now I got to learn this other skill, right? Where it's like, let's just get rid of that for now. Let's just run ads to the landing page, send people to the offer, and they buy from the offer. And then I tell people, once you make money, like, then do whatever you want. Then do email marketing, but make money first and then figure out this stuff out later.
Oh, Rob, that's great advice. I think that's fantastic. I know that a lot of people get caught in the perpetual education loop of, I don't know enough. I don't know enough. And you never make any money because you're always trying to learn.
Exactly. Yeah. You just got to do it. Just make it happen. And that's what I've done. And that's why I tell my students all the time, just do what we tell you. Like, don't like think about stuff later. Just take action first, you know? Yeah.
So what is a typical ad budget for when you're first testing a landing page or a quiz? What's how much you typically want to spend?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, I would say on the low end, I would like the low end, I think, you know, $20 a day to start. You know, you can still have success with that, believe it or not. You know, even at $20 a day, because, you know, you're targeting those, you know, those niches like weight loss and everything like that. It's very easy to target, so you don't have to get too crazy there. But I mean, honestly and truly, I would say I personally set up my campaigns, you know, $20 per ad set. And then I do anywhere from 3 to 5 ad sets to start. So you're looking at like $60 to $100 a day to start. And then my goal is I want to fail fast, right? So I test out multiple ad sets. I don't just do one ad. I test out multiple because I want to, first of all, see what's not going to work. So that's going to get me closer to what is going to work. And for me personally, I think of Facebook as like a giant lake, and every one of my ads is a fishing pole. So I want to make sure that I can have as many fishing poles in the water to catch as many fish.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic advice. Yeah. Again, Robbie, I was so excited to get you on the podcast because I knew you would be just, as you always do, just over deliver and give so much value. So for those of you guys who want to know more about Robbie, check out his product, commissionhero.com. Great at affiliate marketing. Obviously, one of the greatest products to actually become an affiliate for is ClickFunnels. So we'd love to have you do that. But most importantly, really learn the skill. And I think there's no better way of learning it than from a person who's been out there crushing it for quite some time now. And again, Robbie, I just huge kudos to you and all that you've done. I love just your excitement, your passion for it, but most importantly, just your desire to help other people. So that's just fantastic.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Yeah, I really appreciate it. And like I said, you know, I'm an open book. So if anyone needs help, I'm always happy to answer any questions. But yeah, the big thing is just get started. Like, just do something. Start online. Don't get caught up in the weeds. You know, don't go into, you know, paralysis by analysis. Just get things done and make it happen. And if you do that, like, you know, good things will happen. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, where should people reach out to you if they want to contact you?
Yeah, they can just you can hit me up on Instagram, just at Robbie Blanchard. That's kind of where you can find me. And obviously, if you go to, you know, commissionhero.com/training, you can check out my webinar and all that good stuff if you want to learn how to have success in affiliate. And everything we teach is can definitely be applied to being an affiliate in ClickFunnels as well, because you know, I have some tricks about that too.
Robbie, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, bud.
Awesome, Dave. Thanks for having me.